శ్రీ సాయిరామ్. ఓం సాయి రక్షక్, శరణం దేవా. మై డియర్ సాయి డివోటీస్, దిస్ లీలా ఇస్ నరేటెడ్ బై మినాల్వి దాల్వి, అ డివోటీ రిసైడింగ్ ఇన్ పూణే, అండ్ ఇస్ అబౌట్ ద ట్రయల్స్ అండ్ ట్రైబులేషన్స్ దట్ హర్ పేరెంట్స్ హ్యాడ్ టు ఫేస్ ఇన్ ఫైండింగ్ అ సూటబుల్ గ్రూమ్ ఫర్ హర్ సిస్టర్ మాధురి. వాయిస్ సపోర్ట్ ఇస్ బీయింగ్ ప్రొవైడెడ్ బై సునంద. ఓం సాయిరామ్. Madhuri was born in 1980, and when she was about 3 months old, her parents took her to Shirdi. The priest in the Samadhi Mandir took the tiny baby and placed her in Baba's lap, that is, on the idol in Samadhi Mandir. This heartwarming action of the priest confirmed then the belief that Baba would stand beside Madhuri through thick and thin. Her father told his wife, "She is Baba's child, and Baba will look after her welfare. We don't have to worry." Madhuri was studying in the college when her parents decided to find a suitable groom for her. They contacted friends and relatives about a prospective groom. However, they faced innumerable problems, of which the main problem was Madhuri's horoscope. Every family that the Dalvis contacted refused marriage. In the meantime, Madhuri got a job as a teacher in Pune itself. However, when a suitable groom was found, Madhuri refused to marry him as he lived away from Pune and she was unwilling to give up her job. Everyone persuaded her to give up her job as many suitable grooms resided outside Pune. The Dalbis, as a last resort, quite unwillingly though, sought the help of an astrologer. Minal recalls, "I was quite horrified that an astrologer was consulted. I didn't believe in astrology, zodiac signs and planetary movements. I only believed in Baba and that Baba would come to her aid. I kept remembering what Baba said to Savitri Bai Tendulkar in chapter 29 of the Sai Satcharitra. Her son Bapu was to appear for his medical exams. But however, because an astrologer had predicted failure, he had decided not to appear that year. Then Baba said, 'Ask him to appear in the examination and he will be successful. Ask him to roll up the horoscope and keep it aside. And do not rely on astrologers and palmists.' I was very disturbed by the turn of the events. I thought at this juncture, my parents should have saburi and not turn up to every superstition or turn to other charlatans. The next problem that cropped up was that if Madhuri's father didn't present the horoscope to the prospective groom's parents, they would ask many questions. If they insisted, her father would give them Madhuri's horoscope and then they would say, 'Gosh, her horoscope is terrible and inauspicious. She is Mangalik, which means the fault of planet Mars, or she has Kala Sarpa Dosha, a combination of Kala, that is the time, and Sarpa, that is serpent, which is considered very harmful for the groom's parents. The effects of these bring ill health and even death to the groom's father and numerous misfortunes.' Since a very young age, Minal considered Baba to be her doting grandfather. She therefore went and stood in front of his picture and said, 'Baba, isn't this superstition? Only you and you alone can find a suitable groom for my Madhavi. And if you don't, I will leave you and go to Gajanan Maharaj or to Swami Samarth. So you better do something and fast.' After she had bullied Baba thus, she fell asleep chanting his name. That night, she dreamt that she was outside the Sabha Mandap of Dwaraka Mai. There was a woman who was sweeping and then her tiny baby was crying. Minal told the lady that she was going inside the temple, the Dwaraka Mai, to meet Baba and she would take her baby along with her. So Baba would definitely play with the child. The lady handed over her child to Minal, who entered Dwaraka Mai. She saw Baba seated serenely on his stone and he smiled at her. Minal then handed the child to Baba and gave him a box of pedas, saying, 'Baba, the date of Madhuri's wedding is finalized.' At that time, the child had stopped crying and was contentedly lying in Baba's lap, sucking his thumb. Surprised to see this, Minal said, Baba, you know this child from numerous past lives, right? Baba didn't reply, but started playing with the child. Then he got up and went to the chuli, which is the hearth, and in a small pot heated some milk. Minal impulsively said, Baba, I don't know your aartis. Instead of answering directly, he replied, Wait a bit, Mahalsapati will come here. Jesus, you are Yashoda's Krishna and Mother Mary is my Baijama. Minal relates, At that time, I thought this must be a line from the aarti. Baba then played with the child again, while I waited for Mahalsapati to arrive. At that very moment, my mother woke me up. But I was impatient to know what would have happened next, so I closed my eyes and went back to sleep. As luck would have it, my dream continued. Baba said, Child, take my udi and then go. Child, now five lives are yet to be lived. Hearing these words, I got up startled and became wide awake. Minal, by then, thinking of the deeper meaning of this dream, she was laying there thinking of this deeper meaning of this dream. There were a lot of questions like, what did Baba really look like in this true form? How did I give pedas to Baba when Madhuri's date of wedding was not yet fixed? Who was the child in my dream? What did Baba mean by five lives are yet to be lived? A year later, Minal met Mugdha Divadkar, a great devotee who had written a great deal on Baba, and asked her to decipher her dream. Mugdha said, Any spiritual practice you do for Baba never goes in vain. The child is symbolic of ignorance, like you told Baba that you didn't know the aarti. Milk represents the knowledge that Baba will bestow on you. In the meantime, Minal and her family prayed earnestly, read the Sai Satcharitra and chanted Baba's name. The following year, Madhuri got married to a highly educated man who worked in Pune. Thus, she didn't have to leave Pune nor give her job up. Her wedding was celebrated on a grand scale without any difficulty. Thus, Minal's dream came true and Baba's omniscience, omnipotence and his greatness came to light. Sri Sachidananda Sadguru Sainath Maharaj Ki Jai. The reference of this Sai Leela can be had from Sri Sai Sagar, Volume 5, Number 4, which was published between January and March 2015. For more audios in English, please visit www.saileelas.com. Om Sai Ram.